Welcome to this mindful movement practice. Most of it is taken from a form of mindful exercises for health called Qigong, originally from China. Allow yourself to work with and experience the movements with care and attention, bringing your full awareness to your physical sensations, moment by moment, just as in other mindfulness meditations. By working with these movements regularly, you are refreshing your mind and energizing your body and helping to improve your health and well-being. Most of the exercises are given standing, but many can be done sitting or even lying if standing is difficult for you. Whether standing or not, follow along as best you can, doing what is possible for you at this time. Please use your sense of what is right for your body to find a way of working with the movements that's okay for you at the moment. Let your own sensitivity to your body override my instructions if a movement does not feel appropriate for you right now. Either stop or modify the movement, especially if you notice pain. You can also stay still in any comfortable position, closing your eyes, and imagine yourself doing the movement, visualizing or sensing yourself doing what the tape is describing in as much detail as possible. Always being respectful of your own body in each moment and approaching and staying with your limits with gentleness and kindness to yourself, accepting your limitations and being friendly to your body the way it is right now. In this, as in the other practices we are doing, the best results will be achieved by not trying to achieve anything at all. It's enough to simply do what the tape says to do, paying full attention to how your body is feeling in each moment. Do your best to experience precisely the sensations in your body, also observing what your mind is doing with this practice. While following the movements in your own way, allow yourself to let go of any unnecessary tension you notice, allowing the knees to be either straight or slightly bent, but not locked back. This loosening of the knees encourages the release of tension in the lower back. Also, keeping the shoulders lowered and as relaxed as possible at all times. If you notice any part of your body getting tense or stiff, taking time to move it gently, either during or in between the exercises, to encourage the flow of relaxed energy through that part and throughout the body. And if at any time your mind becomes tense or anxious, try bringing your attention either to the breath moving through the body, especially focusing on your lower chest and belly, rising and falling with the breathing, or to the contact of your feet with the ground. You might find it helpful to take off your shoes for these exercises. We'll start by tapping ourselves all over to gently wake up the body. This can be done as softly or as firmly as feels right for you. Using our fingertips for sensitive areas like the face, and for other parts, using loose fists, if that feels comfortable, keeping the wrists loose too. At times, I'll suggest bending forwards. So if bending over is not good for you, try sitting down to reach the legs and feet. Or just imagine working with the lower parts of the body when we get to those. So now, standing in a relaxed position, with feet about shoulder width apart and knees slightly bent, breathing freely, start by gently tapping with the fingertips of both hands below the cheeks, on the cheekbones, and down over the cheeks and jaws. Down the front of both sides of the neck, across the collarbones back and forth. Down the front of the chest with the hands a few inches apart. Down the abdomen. Out to the hip bones. Continuing down the front of both thighs. And now bending your knees more and bending forwards to tap down the front of the lower legs the ankles, and over the tops of the feet to the ends of the toes. Standing up again, starting to tap around both temples, above the ears, backwards and forwards. Now down behind the ears, down the sides of the neck to the shoulders, and taking one hand only, working out across the opposite shoulder, also squeezing with the fingers to massage the muscle where that shoulder meets the neck. And now tapping down the front of the shoulder, and with the flat of the hand, patting under the arm and down the side of the body. With the other hand, working from the neck across the other shoulder, patting and massaging. And under the arm, down the other side. Now, with both hands, pummeling gently across the sides and back of the hips. Down the side of the thighs, and bending the knees as you bend forwards. Continuing down the sides of the legs and the ankles. Coming upright and starting again above the eyes this time, tapping the forehead. Working over the top and back of the head to each side of the centre line. Down the back of the neck, and as far as you can reach down the back on either side of the spine. Now, if you can, bending the knees well and bending forwards to allow the hands to reach higher up the back, continuing to tap down towards the waist, over the buttocks. Now down the back of the thighs and legs and ankles to the heels. And now separating the feet more and rolling them slightly out to stand on their outer edges, tap under the arches. Then up the insides of the ankles, the legs, to the top of the thighs, and coming back into an upright position. Now with both hands, tapping around the abdomen in a circle, going up the right hand side, across under the ribs, down the left hand side, and across the bottom of the belly. Doing this a few times, up the right and down the left. Now taking one hand and tapping down the front of the opposite shoulder, then around under the armpit, and down the inside of the arm, onto the hand and fingers. Then up the back of the fingers and hand, and up the outer side of the arm to the shoulder. Now, changing hands, repeat on the other side. Starting down the front of the shoulder, around under the armpit, down the inside of the arm, hand and fingers, up the outside of the hand and arm to the shoulder. finally finishing by tapping the breastbone with both hands up and down the centre of the chest, from your collarbone to the dip where the ribs separate. Now allowing the arms to drop and relaxing into standing with slightly bent knees, experiencing how your body feels having done those exercises. Noticing areas of strong sensation. Just standing here. Allowing the breath to move freely. And noticing the support of the floor or the ground under your feet, allowing the feet to open to this support. And also allowing the back of the top of your head to have a sense of upward movement towards the sky or the ceiling. So you're very grounded and rooted, and at the same time very erect, very connected with a space above the head. And if the body has become at all tense, allowing the belly and chest to soften and relax, and checking your knees are slightly bent. And allowing any tension in the shoulders, arms or hands to drain downwards off the fingertips to the floor. Connecting into the sense of standing like a mountain. Or like a tree firmly rooted into the earth. Knowing that any time during your day you can move into this position, centering yourself and standing with presence and dignity. And now, checking that your feet are hip-width apart, gradually starting to shift the weight into one foot, keeping both feet on the floor. Noticing the changes in the body as the other foot becomes empty of weight. And now shifting the weight gradually back into the other foot. Keeping the knees slightly bent. And continuing slowly shifting the weight from one side to the other. Keeping the arms, shoulders, and neck relaxed. And breathing freely. Noticing the changes in the soles of the feet. And the other bodily sensations. and noticing what's happening with your breathing as well. Finally, bringing the weight to center when you're ready and experiencing stillness again. Keeping the attention in the body as best you can, aware of physical sensations and how your body is feeling now. Noticing the difference between stillness and movement. And now we'll do a loosening exercise. Bouncing with small, quick bounces, using the knees. Allowing the vibrations of the bounces to go throughout the body. Loosening the head, shoulders and neck. And the arms and hands. And if your feet are feeling stiff, then coming off the heels slightly as you bounce. If bouncing hurts your knees, try instead shaking the hands, wrists and arms. Shaking your head and neck a little. And your legs, one at a time. And if you like, keeping your feet facing forwards, you can turn from side to side as you bounce or shake, helping to loosen the spine as well. Now coming back to stillness and standing with the feet hip width apart and with the toes facing forwards so the feet are more or less parallel. Bringing the hands in front of the belly with the palms facing upwards, fingertips close together and pointing towards each other. And bending the knees a little. Now, keeping the shoulders relaxed, raise the elbows, forearms and hands up the centre of the torso until the hands reach the centre of the chest. Now turning the hands over so the palms face downwards, allow the elbows, wrists and hands to sink down to the middle of the belly. Continuing this movement by turning the hands palm upwards, bringing the arms up to the chest, turning the hands palms down and allowing them to float down to the belly. Breathing in as the arms and hands come up and breathing out as they move downwards. Following your own breathing pattern, moving the arms up on the in-breath and down on the out-breath. If your knees are okay, you can bend them to allow the body to sink down with the arms on the out-breath, straightening the knees as the arms move upwards on the in-breath, keeping the back vertical so the large muscles of the thighs are taking the weight as the knees bend. Checking that your shoulders stay down throughout this movement. And keeping the movement of the arms quite small, just between the belly and the centre of the chest. This way the shoulders stay loose. And as you continue this exercise, observing all that is happening in the body, and any changes in your emotional state too. Finishing that movement when you're ready, and taking any time you need to move and soften any parts of the body you notice as stiff or tense before beginning the next movement, which is called supporting the sky. And starting again, with the hands near the front of the belly, palms facing upwards, elbows a little bent so the arms are rounded, knees bent if that feels right for you. And now, while straightening the knees, raise the hands and arms as before to chest level. But this time continuing upwards, turning the hands over as they go past the shoulders and throat, so the palms are facing upwards as the arms are raised above the head. Keeping the elbows slightly bent so the arms are still curved and the shoulders stay down while the arms are raised. And now allowing the arms to float down to the sides with the palms facing outwards, as the body and knees sink downwards again. Repeating the movement, breathing in as the arms come up the front of the body, turning the hands over and raising the arms above the head, and breathing out as the arms come down the sides of the body, bending the elbows to bring the hands into the belly, coming up the front of the body, looking slightly upwards as the hands move past the face, allowing the movements to follow the pattern of your own breath right now. Breathing in as the hands come up, breathing out as they come down. And checking that you can see your hands come down somewhat forwards of the sides of the body, so the shoulders are not stretched back but remain loose. As best you can, relaxing into this movement. Noticing the breathing. Noticing what's happening to the breath in the chest. Perhaps feeling the air between the fingers. And if you find visualization helpful, you can imagine your hands and arms bringing energy up from the earth through the body, then collecting energy from the sky and air above the head and showering the body with this energy as the arms and hands move downwards. And coming to rest when you're ready. Standing still, attending to sensations and emotions, moment by moment. We'll do some loosening movements for the shoulders now. Starting by allowing the arms to swing forwards and backwards by the sides, moving the waist and hips forwards and backwards as you do this. Increasing the momentum of the arms gradually, so they rise up, first in front, then behind, to whatever level is comfortable for you. Keeping the shoulders as relaxed as possible, so the weight of the arms swinging allows the shoulders to loosen. Breathing freely. And bending the elbows outwards as the arms come to the top of their swing in front, to loosen the shoulders further. And if you wish to increase the movement, allowing a small bounce in the knees each time the arms go past the thighs, on their way forward and on their way back. One bounce on the way forwards, one bounce on the way back. Feeling the bounce in your heels as they press against the ground. And noticing how the back feels. The neck. The shoulders. And when you're ready, allowing the arms to lose their momentum and rest down by the sides. Standing for a few moments, with the arms just hanging loosely at the sides, feeling the feet on the floor, and experiencing how your body is feeling right now. Now, keeping the feet still on the floor, shoulder width apart, and with the arms relaxed by the sides, turn the head and torso to one side, then to the other, as far as feels comfortable for your body at the moment. This can be quite a fast movement, allowing the arms to begin to swing around with the momentum of the body. Letting go of any effort in the arms or shoulders, so the arms just follow the movement of the torso as it twists around and back. Allowing the arms to go to whatever place they naturally reach. And you can do this as gently or as vigorously as you like. Keeping the joints loose and at ease. And keeping attention in the body. Noticing what falls across your gaze as you turn your head. And coming back to standing still when you're ready. Taking time again to observe sensations. Now we're going to do a static Qigong, or energy exercise, called Embracing the Tree. Lifting the arms up so the palms are opposite and facing into the centre of the chest, the fingers of each hand pointing towards each other and loosely spread out, and the elbows bent at about the height of the hand so the arms are fairly horizontal. Slightly bending the knees and checking that the back is vertical so the abdominal muscles are relaxed. If the belly's tense, try moving the pelvis backwards and forwards until you find a place where these muscles relax, staying there. We're going to spend a short time standing in this position. You can, if you wish, shut your eyes. simply feeling the body, checking into the contact of the feet with the support of the floor or ground. Letting go of any unnecessary tension in the body as much as you can. And gently moving any parts which you need to loosen. Allowing the body to use the minimum work in the muscles to keep you upright in this position. If you like to, you can imagine that you're hugging a tree. You might notice a connection between the palms and the centre of the chest. Or you can focus on the breathing in the chest area if you prefer. Experiencing the sensations of the chest moving with the in-breath and the out-breath. And noticing any sensations in the palms. Keeping the shoulders as relaxed as possible and allowing any tension to drain out of the face as well. Relaxing the jaw, the forehead, and the eyes. Allowing the breathing to be however it wants to be. And when you're ready, opening the eyes. Allowing the hands to move down to the level of the abdomen, easing the shoulders if they feel stiff, and straightening the knees. Noticing how you're feeling after that exercise. To finish the standing movements, we'll do a gathering exercise called Shaogong. So, opening the hands and the lower arms out from the abdomen to the sides, so the palms are facing upwards, and now raising the arms by the sides of the body. As the arms reach shoulder level, bending the elbows so the hands drop in front of the forehead, palms facing down. And now moving the hands and arms downwards, turning the palms towards the face and body as they move down, continuing down to the belly. Repeating this movement by opening the arms out to the sides and breathing in as the arms come up to shoulder height and the hands drop in front of the forehead. Then breathing out as the hands travel down in front of the body. Following your own breath pattern. If you like, having a sense of bringing energy into the body on the in-breath, and with the out-breath, allowing a wave of relaxation to follow the hands as they come downwards. Letting go and softening down through the face, neck, chest, solar plexus and belly. And finishing by doing this movement 3 more times. And when you're ready, coming into a lying position for the last part of this mindful movement practice. Lying on the floor, on the back if possible, on a mat or a folded blanket if you wish, so you feel warm and comfortable enough for a short while. To start with, we're going to rock the pelvis, helping to release and strengthen the lower back. Beginning by bending the legs so the feet are flat on the floor, near to the buttocks, with the knees pointing upwards, and having the arms alongside the body with the palms against the floor. Now, first breathing in, and on the out-breath, pushing down with the middle of the back, the waist area, pressing it down into the floor as you breathe out. On the in-breath, letting the body relax so the back releases up from the floor again. Continuing this pelvic rocking in time with your own breath, exhaling while pressing the back into the floor, inhaling while allowing the back to release upwards. And as you continue this gentle workout for the lower back, noticing what's happening in the abdominal muscles. In the back. In the thighs. Always taking care of your back and working within its limitations. And finally, allowing the legs to stretch out at full length and letting go of the body into stillness. Really allowing yourself to feel supported by the floor, the mat, or the blanket. Lying in a position where the body is resting, with the feet falling apart, the arms at the sides, and with the palms now turned upwards, if that's comfortable for you. Having the intention that the body be as relaxed as possible, and the mind be fully alert, completely present with the body. Letting go and sinking more deeply into the floor, into the mat. And if you wish, you can finish this practice by scanning briefly through the body on the breath. Visiting each area of the body and experiencing the sensations in that area as you breathe in, then letting go of that part of the body with the out-breath. Starting with the feet, breathing into both feet and letting go of the feet on the out-breath. Now the ankles and lower legs. The knees, the thighs, the pelvis, the lower back and the belly. the upper back and the chest. The fingers and hands. The wrists and forearms. The elbows and upper arms. The shoulders. The neck. The face. And the head. And now, allowing your breathing to flow through the complete length of your body. Letting go into the support of the floor or the ground beneath you, fully awake. And when you're ready, at your own pace, and in whatever way feels good, beginning to move and stretch, moving the fingers, the hands and feet, the arms and legs, and the whole body, taking your own time. As you mindfully move your body from this state of relaxed awareness into the activities of your everyday life.